Don't you get tired sometimes to go from victory to defeat? You know, during the day, what we call victory and what we call defeat, what else is there to face? Some of us, we think, today, you know, I had so many victories and amazing. And then some of us, we say, oh my God, today I had so many areas that I feel defeated. Then it looked like for us, there are two houses or two places that we can go. One is the place and the house that we could reside, and we call that house a victory. Another one, the place that we reside, we call it defeat. And then mostly we go back and forth from defeat to victory or from victory to defeat. And sometimes it becomes so shallow. Yes, defeat is very painful, but sometimes victory becomes very shallow. Meaning we go from this place of pain to this place that is so shallow. Victory, we call it victory. Why? Why do I say it is shallow? Just bear with me. Someone like Solomon, with the godly wisdom and the godly grace that the Lord gave it to him, the Lord was pleased with him. He asked for wisdom, and the Lord said, now because you asked for wisdom, I give you a lot of other things. Through the gift of God, that dude had so many victories. My Lord, almost there is no one in the Bible that had that much kind of like almost earthly victories. Anything he wanted, it was there. But he faced the shallowness of all so-called victories. In that sense, I said in the beginning, question came to me, which was for myself too. Aren't we tired of going from defeat or so-called defeat, we call it defeat, to so-called victory? During the day I wake up and I look forward to so many victories. You know, and our four-wheeler broke down. One was given to us, another one we bought it for $500. Another one was, I think, given to us. Always, you know, broke down and then sold it to this young guy. And now I want to go buy one four-wheeler that at least it's a little bit decent. Okay? And I've been like last week, I've been just looking everywhere, and I cannot wait to have that victory, to get my four-wheeler, man. We need it, right? There's nothing wrong to have the things we really want and we need. But it's like you get that victory and then you say, okay, thank you, Jesus. That was not the defeat. Defeat means that I cannot get my four-wheeler. I'm just speaking in a, you know, in a language of a children that we could all understand. That's just a small example. And for me, defeat is not to be able to get that. And the victory is to get that with God's blessing. Okay, fast forward to other important things of life. We want our children to go to college. Just spoke with a friend that their daughter is being graduated. We call that victory. And there are other things in the life of our young one. We call it defeat. And that is wonderful. That's part of life. So-called victory and so-called defeat. But isn't there another place that we could reside? To me, I don't think we should. We are called to reside on victory or defeat. Those are the things that comes and goes. The place, the house that you and I, we need to stay in and reside in that place is the person of Jesus. It's the person of Jesus. In that sense, I said, am I not tired of trying to go from this place of defeat to this place of victory? And they're all part of life. But my place and your place and the place of our children is the person of Jesus Christ. He's our foundation that we stand on. He is the place that we reside. He's our home. He's our everything. Then from that place, yes, we go out and we do things. And yes, there is ups and downs and there is victory and defeat. But the victory, so-called victory or so-called defeat, will not determine where we are standing. We are standing on Christ Jesus Himself. We are standing in the love of God. We are standing on the fact that we have been adopted to the family of God. We stand on the fact and the place that Bible said we are seated in heavenly places. Perhaps the way the word seated means I'm just talking. This is not me studying the Bible. We are seated in heavenly places, meaning there is a place of peace. You sit. It's all done. It's all finished. How about I call that victory? The Lord sends people out, His disciples, 72, they come and they give a lot of news of victories. The demon left people, people got healed. He said, guys, let me tell you what is true victory. He said that your name is written in the book of life. That's what Jesus said. That right there is victory. Do I celebrate that every day? That my name and your name is written in the book of life? I don't. Maybe once a year I remember that scripture. How about we ask the Lord to grant us the reality of that small scripture? The Lord said, rejoice that your name is written in the book of life. How it was written? What was the ink? Was it typed? No, there is ink. What is that ink? The blood of Jesus Christ. What was the pen? The cross that wrote our name so deep. What is the book of life? The heart of the Father. We have been engraved our name in a painful way, has been engraved in the heart of God. The cross and the blood of Jesus. Right there, that's your victory and that's my victory. And that's the place that we dwell. That's the place we reside. That's the place we sit. Otherwise, man, it's chaotic and it's really emotionally draining. It drains our spirit, takes our oil out to always go for all these victories and then run from all these defeats on earth. The victory is that your name and my name, almost like I can see that our name kissed the heart of the Father. It was a kiss. Your name and my name, it's a kiss on the heart of God. That is your victory and that is my victory. And I can't even call it victory because it's way above the word victory. All that to say, just ponder in this whole thing that I said. Oh my goodness. Love you guys. Until next time.